Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Are the stories of the Bible really true? Asked the Time magazine article. Was Abraham a myth? Did the Exodus happen? Did Joshua conquer the city of Jericho? Was there a Moses? Asked segments of the article. Typical of so many secular articles focusing on archaeology and biblical history, the author cites recent archaeological finds, but leaves the impression that until science, archaeology in particular, documents events in the Old Testament, this book had been better pushed aside or put in the category of religious myth. Statements such as, "There is no direct evidence other than the Bible to suggest that Abraham's exploits ever happened." And Abraham is not the only person whose historicity is questioned. Unless there is undeniable confirming evidence from archaeology, some theologians and scientists refuse to accept any part of the Bible as history. Question: do these learned individuals know something that common people don't know? Or is it the other way around? Is faith blind? Or is it that blind men refuse to accept evidence no matter from what source it comes? Seemingly, an inscription which is dug up, having been buried for 2,000 years, bears the full weight of truth. But a document which has been preserved for the same period of time by dedicated scholars, who approach the preservation of the documents with an avid devotion which goes far beyond scientific care, counts for nothing but religious myth. If I believed everything I read coming from the pen of alleged authorities, I would have to reject the trustworthiness of the Bible, along with historical figures such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I would also reject the idea that there ever was a Moses who gave the law and led the Israelites out of Egypt. Of course, that would result in having to explain how somebody thought all of this up. How careful were the scribes who preserved Scripture? According to the Old Testament, when the law was given, it was immediately placed in the Ark of the Covenant, considered holy beyond anything human pen had ever written. The Ten Commandments were carved by the very hand of God, so Moses tells us. But then, if we believe the skeptics, he never lived. Try explaining that to Jews, Christians, and Muslims the world over. For example, the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, contains 50 chapters in English. But keep in mind, in ancient days, there were no chapters. So scribes would count the exact number of words in the entire book and record that information. They would then note the middle word, the middle letter, and minute details that you find unimportant. But if you were copying something by hand, it would help you tremendously to know if you had inadvertently left out a sentence or even a word. Is the Bible historical, or is it to be rejected as religious myth until proven historically? Frankly, until the past century, scholars, both believers and non-believers, never considered the Bible to be anything but accurate history. May God deliver us from the assumption that the Bible is untrue, until proven otherwise by archaeology, which incidentally is actually an ally, not an enemy, of biblical historicity. As Isaiah the prophet wrote, "The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.